Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. Further industrial action has been flagged as teachers call for better pay and working conditions. Thousands marched from Optus Stadium to Gloucester Park as part of a half-day strike this morning, calling for a 12% increase over 2 years, as well as smaller class sizes. Treasurer Rita Saffiotti says the current 11% offer is fair, but the government will continue to negotiate.
We'll continue to try and work to get some outcome. This is what happens during these types of industrial relations discussions, but we really believe we can strike a good outcome. We don't believe there was a reason to strike because we're very keen. We've been very keen to negotiate on wages and conditions.
Of nearly 3,000 rental properties listed in WA last month, none of them were affordable for a person on JobSeeker or Youth Allowance. Anglicare's Shay Garwood has welcomed measures from the government to improve the situation, but says it's not enough.
On the scale that we need and the pace. So we need quick, short-term solutions. We also need to be thinking much more long-term about how do we get ourselves out of this cycle. And that's where the establishment of a WA Housing Future Fund would work.
Thousands of West Aussies will pause and reflect on Thursday as we mark Anzac Day. RSL WA CEO Vince Connolly says it's an important day for all.
Anzac Day is that one day of the year where all Australians genuinely come together and unite. We commemorate the service and the sacrifice of the Anzac tradition, and we remember the legacy that they left us all behind.
To sport, the Eagles have come to the support of the Dockers' Michael Walters after he copped offensive spectator comments during the derby. West Coast has reached out to the forward, adding that no player should be exposed to abusive behaviour. And Freo's high-performance manager Phil Merriman says Sam Switkowski and Michael Frederick are a chance to take on the Bulldogs this weekend.
Swit is going well. He has to get through main training this week and he'll be available for selection. Freddie's been really good in reconditioning and the plan is for him to play this week.